This is Prince Hanley coming to you with 100,000 watts of pure love. I want to talk to you today about miracles in education. There was a period of time where I was being invited to lots of public high schools, and almost weekly, the drug situation was so bad in the high schools that the schools were actually calling me and asking me to come share with their students. And in one high school, I was meeting in the science auditorium, and I remember at all these high schools, every one of them, even the ones I've ministered at overseas, God would always give me a word of knowledge. Now, a word of knowledge, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is where God shows you a situation about a person or about a thing. Now, the word of knowledge is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Actually, it's a dual gift. There's the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge is where the Holy Spirit reveals to you knowledge about a person or a situation or a thing. And it's never to embarrass anyone, but it's to show people that God knows exactly what's going on or what's involved in their life so that he can help them. If the word of wisdom operates in conjunction with that, and the same gift might be through me or the second gift through another person, but the word of wisdom, you know, is knowledge in action. It tells the person what to do in that situation, to alleviate it, to bring deliverance, to bring them in alignment to God's will. But I remember in the science auditorium, it was a bowl-shaped auditorium, and as I looked up to the right, I remember there was a young girl, and God gave me a word of knowledge for her. I guess she was about 17, and I called her down, and she told me immediately, I don't believe in God, or I don't believe in Jesus. And I think she told me that she hated Jesus. But anyway, I told her, well, that's all right. Jesus loves you, and I love you. And God's going to do a miracle for you today. And God gave me a word of knowledge about this girl, a situation in her life. I don't remember the specifics, but I think it was a medical condition or a physical condition. And God instantly touched her, healed her, gave her a miracle, and she received Jesus into her life. Well, I got a call later that day, and somebody told me that this girl had been the biggest bad mouth of the Lord on that campus. She used to go around just telling everybody how she hated the Lord, how the Lord was no good, and just mouthing off bad things about God. But that day, after God did that miracle for her, and after the Holy Spirit gift of the word of knowledge operated in her life, after Jesus touched her, she was going all over that campus telling people about Jesus and his love for her and love for them. It's kind of ironic. I also received a call after going to that high school from a pastor. He was a Presbyterian pastor, and he told me, you know, there's a Christian group on that campus, and they're mad that you've been there. He said, they've been working there for years to try to reach students for the Lord, and you come in, and all this stuff happens. And I thought, stuff? You mean people coming to know the Lord, people hearing about the Lord, people receiving miracles and having their lives changed? So anyway, it wasn't a week after that I received a call from another high school, and they wanted me to come talk to their students. Again, the drug situation was so bad in the high schools. And so right before I went to go preach at that high school, it was about an hour drive, I picked up the phone and I called that Presbyterian pastor and I said, you know, I just received another request to come talk in another high school. And I said, I just wanted to check to you to see if it was okay to heal on the Sabbath. Now, it wasn't the Sabbath, but he got the idea. Remember, the biggest opposition to Jesus' life and miracles was from the religious crowd, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. And different times Jesus healed people right in front of them. And he would ask the question, is it okay to do good on the Sabbath? Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath? What man of you doesn't unloose his cow and take him to drink water on the Sabbath? So the man got the idea, and he never bothered me again. I remember one of the high schools I was at, I had actually mentioned it briefly on a previous podcast. I went into a high school to minister, and the vice principal of the high school was in the group where I was ministering to the students, tall, bald-headed man. I didn't know then, but I found out later, this man had come as a skeptic. Well, while I was sharing with the students, the gift of the Holy Spirit began to operate. Well, while I was ministering to the students, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, tell them about that man, Warren Meisenbach, who had been a hunchback for 15 years and was healed miraculously at Hughes Aircraft in the engineering section. My friends, the engineers at Hughes Aircraft, would hold a Bible study in the morning before work and also at noontime. Walter comes in. He'd been a hunchback for 15 years, terrible pain every day. And he asked him one noontime, "What's this born-again stuff?" So they shared the good news of Yeshua with him. He received Jesus as his Messiah. He was born again. They laid hands on him and prayed for him, and crack, 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 crack. I guess you could hear the pops going right off. Pop, 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 crack, pop. And Walter straightened right up after 15 years of being a hunchback. Well, when I told about that in the high school meeting, a young girl right away said, "Oh, that's my daddy you're talking about." Now, I didn't know this at all. She said, "Let me tell you the rest of the story." She said, "When my daddy came home, my mom was right near the door when he came in. And when my mother looked at my father, he was smiling. He was so happy he had met Jesus, and he had no more pain after 15 years, and he was standing up straight. And my mother and I, the whole family, have come to know the Lord. And I want to tell you, the Spirit of God fell on that group of students, and I started laying hands on people. I went over and laid hands on the bald head of this man that was vice principal, praying in tongues in the Spirit's language over him. God began to do miracles. Later on, I found out somebody called me and told me that this man had come as a skeptic, but now was a believer in Jesus, the Messiah. My friend, God does miracles in business, in engineering, in marketing, in education. God even does miracles in churches and synagogues, believe it or not. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Believe what God says. Believe the Bible. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Ask God for what you need. Ask God to help you. Ask God to do the miracles that you need in life. Now, that's preconditioned on the fact that you want to live for God. I didn't say you're perfect. I said you want to live for God. That's why Yeshua came. Because you're not perfect and I'm not perfect. He came to pay for our imperfections. He came to pay for our sins so that we could have his life in us and give us a desire to live for him. And today, if you want to have right standing in heaven, and by the way, that's what the word righteousness means. If you want to have right standing in heaven, to be a citizen of heaven with right standing before God, realize that Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel, took your sins upon him, and he gave you in exchange his righteousness. He took your sins and gave you his righteousness. If you want to receive that wonderful forgiveness today, pray and ask Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Mashiach, the Messiah of Israel, to come into your life and to give you his life, and then thank him for taking your sins upon him, my friend. You're forgiven. Malach David, or King David, described the blessedness of the person whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are wiped out, and who is right before God. David was an adulterer, he was a murderer, and yet he repented before God and knew the joy of forgiveness. My friend, I don't care what you've done, God loves you today. And if you'll receive Jesus into your life, God can give you a new start. Wipe away all your sins, remove them as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered anymore. Wash you clean in the blood of Messiah shed on the cross stake for the sins of the world, and give you a brand new start and a brand new life. Miracles, real miracles, are yours. I trust this will help you today, my friend. This has been your friend, Prince Handley, coming to you with 100,000 watts of pure, healing, Holy Spirit, miracle-working love. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai.